Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, Two Spirits. This fall, Southeast Alaska's largest tribal organization hosted its first ever drag show. The event was a fundraiser for an artist in need of breast cancer treatment, but it had one other goal: to promote acceptance of what some people refer to as the two-spirit community. KTOO's Annie Bartholomew has more.
Language teacher Mary Folletti met Ricky Tagaban through a Tlingit immersion program at Sitka's Dog Point Fish Camp in the mid-2000s.
Ricky and I met when Ricky was 14?
Maybe.
I think 13 or 14.
13 or 14.
Super curly afro hair, like braces.
Pimples.
So cute.
Over the years, the two artists have grown closer.
Mm-hmm.
We just developed from there. And
I'd call you for rides to dance practice.
Yeah.
They've collaborated on jewelry. And Tagaban has even helped raise Folletti's children, weaving a prized Chilkat dance robe for her daughter Enza. In 2010, Tagaban was asked by the Leighton master weaver Clarissa Rizal to study Chilkat weaving. As a tradition solely practiced by women, it's unusual, but because of his gender identity, he was invited to participate. He's two-spirit, defined as an indigenous person of a third gender, containing both male and female spirits. One way he expresses this side of himself is through drag, where performers blur the lines of gender by donning clothing and embodying characteristics of the opposite sex. Tagaban has been exploring this connection of his indigenous and queer identities through his persona, the feminine Lituya Heart, named after the ancestral grounds of his clan at Lituya Bay.
Because I started with the name Lituya, I always brought my Tlingit self with me. Like, that's always just there.
Tagaban has performed internationally as Lituya, wove Chilkat in high heels at the Anchorage Museum, and brought her to Honolulu to be featured at the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center.
Even if I don't look native to people, even if I am not doing something fiercely traditional all the time, you know, I could be doing a pop song, but I'm still Tlingit.
Last year, Folletti was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer following the birth of her son, Carver. Her family set up an online crowdfunding campaign and hosted events to help with the cost of treatment. But the idea to raise money with a drag show came from Folletti's wife, Roz Cruz. She knew her coworkers at Tlingit and Haida wanted to host an event, so she suggested it to the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, Southeast Alaska's sovereign tribal government. The proposal came to the desk of Richard Peterson, who serves as president of Tlingit and Haida.
Well, you know, usually we stick to auctions and Indian tacos, so this is a little different. I've never been to a drag show, so this will be new for me.
Peterson believes two-spirit people have always existed and played an important spiritual role in Tlingit culture.
There's enough that divides us. And so, you know, I always think about people who already feel marginalized, and then you have something that maybe differentiates them any, you know, more. You know, instead of kind of putting that down, let's celebrate what makes us different and unique.
But he says the council isn't trying to make a statement or be the first to host a drag show. It's about upholding a family and supporting all of its tribal citizens.
You know, Mary's dedicated her life to our culture, to language. She's a part of that language warrior group that's revitalizing our languages. And so I think sometimes, you know what, when we got to warrior up for our warriors, we got to hold her up right now.
The all-ages drag show, Besties for Barresties, took place in Juneau's Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall with an audience of tribal members, elders, and non-Native community support. Dancing to a song by the First Nations DJ Collective, a tribe called Red, Lituya Heart took the stage in 6-inch sparkly heels.
I had this denim cape that's shaped like a Chilkat blanket, and I sprayed kind of graffiti form line on it. So it has a lot of elements of a Chilkat blanket, like the border, but it's with rhinestones. And all the fringe is with that plastic tubing that's really pretty, and like a rainbow pattern.
Tagaban floated along the catwalk, gracefully dancing in the traditional style, before stepping out of his heels and thrashing across stage. Wearing a blinged-out Shatkiat headdress, Tagaban released down feathers onto the crowd, like snowflakes, leaving to give hugs and collect dollar bills from the audience.
I couldn't see much from the crowd, but people have told me that people around them all just started crying. Like, crying was like the first response. A lot of men stormed the stage and were dumping money into the buckets, which I don't know if that's their version of crying or approving, but I thought it was well received.
The event raised nearly $8,000 for Folletti's family.
In my mind, everyone should do something like this. Like in 20 years, we see Yupik drag queens, Yupik dancing in drag, Anupiak and Danaina and Gwich'in and Sukbiak and Unangan.
This spring, Tagaban won a Rasmussen Individual Artist Award for his work. He hopes it's just the beginning and that one day this form of expression will just be normal. For AK, I'm Annie Bartholomew.